The following is from Making Sense of Mind Control and No-Touch Torture in Contravention of Conventional Wisdom by Carol Welsh. The history of CIA torture runs parallel to CIA neuroscience-based mind control research and also CIA non-lethal weapons research. This is important because mind control allegations include descriptions of techniques that sound like all three CIA programs. It is possible that the related Cold War CIA no-touch torture, non-lethal weapons, and neuroscience-based mind control programs have commingled for intelligence uses. Non-lethal weapons are another outcome of CIA behavioral control research. Stephen Aftergood wrote about the initial stages of non-lethal weapons in the September-October 1994 Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Quote, details about programs to develop so-called non-lethal weapons are slowly emerging from the U.S. government's secret black budget. The concept of non-lethal weapons is not new. The term appears in heavily censored CIA documents dating from the 1960s. Dr. Barbara Hatch Rosenberg described non-lethal weapons in Non-Lethal Weapons May Violate Treaties. Quote, many of the non-lethal weapons under consideration utilize infrasound or electromagnetic energy, including lasers, microsoft or radio frequency radiation, or visible light pulsed at brain wave frequency for their effects. These weapons are said to cause temporary or permanent blinding, interference with mental processes, modification of behavior and emotional response, seizures, severe pain, dizziness, nausea and diarrhea, or disruption of internal organ functions in various other ways. In A Question of Torture, CIA Interrogation from the Cold War to the War on Terror, Professor Alfred McCoy explained, the CIA paradigm, in its clandestine journey across continents and decades, this distinctly American form of psychological torture would prove elusive, resilient, adaptable, and devastatingly destructive, attributes that have allowed it to persist up to the present and into the future. Elusive. Unlike its physical variant, psychological torture lacks clear signs of abuse and easily eludes detection, greatly complicating any investigation, prosecution, or attempt at prohibition. Resilient. Psychological torture is shrouded in a scientific patina that appeals to policymakers and avoids the obvious physical brutality unpalatable to the modern public. Adaptable. In 40 years since its discovery, the agency's psychological paradigm has proved surprisingly adaptable, with each sustained application producing innovations. Destructive. Although seemingly less brutal than physical methods, the CIA's no-touch torture actually leaves searing psychological scars. Victims often need long treatment to recover from a trauma many experts consider more crippling than physical pain. These characteristics also apply to non-lethal weapons and neuro-based mind control. All three are emerging state tools of the future and can neutralize the enemy by controlling the behavior of the enemy. A 2005 book entitled Torture, Does It Make Us Safer? Is It Ever Okay? Was co-published with Human Rights Watch. Some general reasons for why governments use torture as a state tool include the following. Governments torture because it is a way to obtain coerced confessions. The confessions can be used for propaganda purposes. Torture serves a variety of state purposes, quote, to terrorize certain elements of the population, to instill a climate of fear in the public more generally, and to break key leaders and members of these groups, uncovering their networks, end quote. Another purpose of torture is to, quote, obtain intelligence by any means, end quote, annihilate subversives, end quote, and, quote, eliminate the enemy, end quote. Neuroweapons include the CIA's still-classified neuroscience-based mind control research, no-touch torture, and non-lethal weapons. All three are emerging state tools of the future that can reliably neutralize the enemy psychologically or without killing. All are ideal for counterinsurgency warfare, psychological operations, and intelligence operations. The characteristics of no-touch torture, non-lethal weapons, and neuroscience-based mind control make them more inhumane than the atomic bomb.